Non-essential business shutdowns across Canada. All Canadian provinces have adopted emergency measures requiring the closure of non-essential businesses, and today the Ontario government revised its list of essential businesses. To help you keep up with these changes, we have provided a chart below that includes a hyperlink to the current essential service list in each province, and lists the potential penalties for failure to comply in each jurisdiction. The federal and provincial governments across Canada have all taken a slightly different approach, but all share the common goal of taking the necessary steps to limit the spread of COVID-19 without unduly restricting economic activity. Businesses are generally permitted to continue telemarketing and e-commerce, and the following services are generally designated as essential. Emergency response personnel. Public utilities and telecommunications. Essential healthcare services. Grocery stores and food retailers. Pharmacies. Restaurants, but not dine-in. Certain manufacturers. Members of essential supply chains. Childcare for healthcare workers. We strongly encourage all businesses to seek legal advice if there is any uncertainty as to whether their operations can continue, and to what extent. This is important because the penalties for failure to comply could be very significant. Province. Provincial info. Penalties. Alberta. Click here. $1,000 fine per offense. Courts may increase fine to $100,000 for a first offense and up to $500,000 for subsequent offenses. British Columbia. Click here. Up to $25,000 in fines and 6-month imprisonment. Manitoba. Click here. First offense, individual, $50,000 fine. First office, corporation, $500,000 fine. Subsequent offenses, corporation, $1 million fine. New Brunswick. Click here. Fines ranging from $240 and $10,200. Newfoundland and Labrador. Click here. First offense, individual, $500 to $2,500, imprisonment of not more than 6 months, or both. First offense, corporation, $5,000 to $50,000. Subsequent offense, individual, $500 to $5,000, imprisonment of not more than 6 months, or both. Subsequent offense, corporation, $5,000 to $100,000. Nova Scotia. Click here. First offense, individual, up to $2,000 fine, and or imprisonment of up to 6 months. First offense, corporation, up to $10,000 fine. Subsequent offense, individual, up to $10,000, and or imprisonment of up to 1 year. Subsequent offense, corporation, up to $50,000. Ontario. Click here. 1 year imprisonment, a fine of up to $100,000 for an individual, $500,000 for a director of a corporation, or $10 million for a corporation. Pay. Click here. First offense, fine of $1,000. Second offense, fine of $2,000, third and subsequent, fine of $10,000 and or imprisonment of up to 6 months. Saskatchewan. Click here. First offense, individual, up to $75,000 plus $100 per day if the offense continues. First offense, corporation, up to $100,000 plus $1,000 per day if the offense continues. Subsequent offense, individual, up to $100,000 plus $1,000 per day if the offense continues. Subsequent offense, corporation, up to $250,000 plus $5,000 per day if the offense continues. Quebec. Click here. Fine of up to $6,000, doubles per subsequent offense. Many thanks to Jay Nato for his assistance with this article.